It's Saturday morning on the First Coast. It's 10 o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
Now, you might say, what? But Mitch has decided to join us today at my request because he is an attorney who has a specialty in estate planning. Many of the things that we do in our day jobs involve planning for estates, taxes, things like that, that we don't actually practice. We're not lawyers. We're not CPAs. We are certified financial planners. So when we need help, we like to have people that we can draw on. Well, Mitch is part of the Pippin firm that does the 8 o'clock Ask a Lawyer show right here on this station. Many of you have probably heard him, perhaps as recently as this morning, because he was on the show. So he graciously stayed over. We're going to be asking him a lot of questions, and I remind everybody that not all financial shows are created equal. This one is live, even today on Labor Day weekend. We are here live, which means you can either listen to what we want to talk about, or you can direct the traffic a little bit yourself by calling us at 222-TALK, that's 222-8255, and asking your own questions of me, Adam, or Mitch. But we're going to try to concentrate today on a lot of things that you don't know about estate planning. It has changed a lot over the years, and it's more necessary now. It's also more available now, thanks to people like Mitch. So I'm going to spend quite a lot of time today discussing the aspect of estate planning myths and old-fashioned ideas that have changed for several reasons. It has become more important than ever for a number of reasons, for protection and so on. But there's also, you'll hear a lot, you'll read a lot, there's a lot of misconceptions out there about estate planning, what it can and cannot do. So we'll try to get into some of that too. Meanwhile, this is a financial show, and we are here to talk about the market for a very short time, I hope, because it's not a very pleasant topic these days, which is how I introduce my son, who I have farmed out the unpleasant duty to talk about the market.
Yeah, so another week, another drop in the markets. It wasn't without volatility, as Monday we were up, Tuesday we were down big, Wednesday we were up big, then Thursday up slightly, and Friday down big. So what a wild ride.
I called it really well yesterday morning, didn't I?
No, you missed it by a mile.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot. Thanks.
He, if you want to know, he predicted that it would be up by the end of the day yesterday. Not so much.
If you stood on your head, it looked good.
So the only good thing I can say about this week is that it wasn't quite as nerve-wracking as last week. We didn't see a 1,000-point intraday number down like we did on Monday of last week. But
why is it I don't take a great deal of solace?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's quite a change from the first half of this year when really nothing was happening. Stocks were trading in a very tight range. The market indices were not moving much. And now, all of a sudden, they're all over the place. So volatility is way up. And guess what happens this week? All the traders get back to the floor after their summer break. So
thank God.
Going to be, well, I think it's going to cause a lot more action. I don't know which way it's going to go, but
I'll let you know.
Don't expect the volatility to decrease.
I'll let you know exactly which way it's going to go next Saturday at this time.
So there are only two sectors left that have gains for the year. Can you guess which ones they are?
No. Couldn't find one.
It's healthcare and consumer discretionary holding on to some narrow gains.
Yeah, and but one more week like this one, and they lose them too.
Yeah, exactly. So energy also dropped another 4% this week, despite the run-up in oil prices last week. I'm still really
temporary.
Yeah, I'm bearish on oil. The summer driving season is quickly coming to an end, and inventories remain at near all-time highs, and they're not decreasing. So I really don't see any fundamentals to support higher oil prices right at the moment.
Our trivia question has to do with that subject.
All right. Did you know that energy used to make up more than 15% of the S&P 500, and it's now just over 7%?
And it wasn't because it kicked a bunch of energy companies out of the index, was it?
Nope. And as recently as last week, it was below 7%. That's how much value has been lost by the sector in recent years. So the Fed, in typical Fed fashion, has not given any clear guidance on what they're going to do with interest rates this month or at any time in the future. If the current state of things doesn't prove what a terrible system the Fed is, I don't know what does. It's just awful. The markets drop at the first sign of a rate increase, and even though the Fed has been signaling this for months and months, they're still reacting to it. And I really wonder if our system is so fragile that we lose 10% of the value of all publicly traded companies on a 25 basis point increase in interest rates. If so, our economy is really based on a house of cards. It's ridiculous. I just don't get it. They need to come out and take a stance and just get it over with already.
I have some advice by some very well-known people. This is advice for the Fed. In the words of Moses, let my people go. In the words of Chuck Knight, just do it.
Yeah, it's time. We've been saying it for weeks and weeks.
Stop talking and do it. They are ruining the stock market. They are ruining the economy. It doesn't work. It's never worked. They should have learned it a long time ago, but they learned nothing. And they're messing with the capital structure of every corporation in America by making them go into debt financing because it's so cheap, which is taking stock out of the market. And it's just insanity.
It is. And nothing out there is a good buy right now.
No.
You can't get return anywhere.
Goodbye is what people are saying to the market.
Yeah, exactly. In economic news, we saw 24 releases this week, and it was pretty mixed, with 9 coming in better than expected and 10 worse than expected. This bucks the trend. And recently, we've been seeing more beats than misses, and so that reversed this week. It could just be a blip. It is the end of the summer. It could be a seasonal effect. I'm not sure. Next week with the short week is pretty light, so we'll probably not see a lot on the economic front.
Okay, our trivia question sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. What has been the change year-to-date in gasoline prices? It is now, this is the lowest Labor Day weekend prices in 11 years. What has been the change over the course of 1 year? Now, a change can go either direction. I want the nearest percent. Is it up or down, and by how much? And that is good for a Publix gift card. I'm not sure that this is going to be intuitively obvious for anybody, because I'm asking it because it's one of those things that when I looked it up, I was surprised by the answer. So think outside of the box or get on your computers or whatever. We are live 222 Talk. There is no reason not to call the show, because we're going to come right back after the break, and we're going to be talking to Mitch Davis about all things estate planning, any other legal thing you want to do. So be ready to join us, and don't go anywhere.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
And we'll get to Mitch in just a second. I just wanted to welcome everybody. For our regular listeners, we're so glad you're back. And it makes it worth getting up in the morning, even on a holiday weekend, to come in here if we just hear from you folks and know that you're out there. We today are going to be talking a bit. Oh, if you're new, stick around, by the way. But we're going to be talking a bit about estate planning. A lot of things that we have, quote, learned over time are not really necessarily true, and maybe they used to be true, but they're not true anymore. So we're going to be taking a more or less in-depth look at estate planning through the eyes of an estate planning attorney. So I'm going to start out asking Mitch some questions, and feel free to call in and ask him anything that you think of. And I told him a minute ago that my first question is, Mitch, what is estate planning?
Well, estate planning is really kind of two things. It's the process of creating a legal plan for what happens to you and your assets, not only looking toward somebody passing away, but also toward period of incapacity. So the part that people usually think about when they think about it is what's going to happen to all of my stuff, you know, all of my assets when I pass away. How's it going to be divided? Who's it going to go to? How's that going to be taken care of? But a big part of it now, and this is increasingly true with people, you know, retiring and then living longer, is what kind of a plan in place do I have? What kind of a plan do I have in place for health care? What kind of a plan do I have in place for incapacity? And figuring out, you know, from a financial standpoint, from a legal standpoint, how all of that's going to work.
And is it true, as many people have thought for a long time, and me before I got into it, that estate planning is only for the rich? In other words, hiring an attorney to do your estate planning is only for the rich. Is that true?
It's not true. You know, everybody has different needs, and if somebody has a, you know, more assets or a larger estate, there are going to be some more things as part of that that are complicated that an attorney can help with. But really, estate planning is something that everybody should think about, if only, you know, something as simple as designating a healthcare surrogate in case you have an accident or illness and need somebody to make healthcare decisions, appointing a power of attorney that can manage, you know, what finances are there if something happens. And just to have that kind of a plan in place is something that everybody can benefit from regardless of the size of their estate.
Yeah, I'm not sure everybody thinks about the health aspect of it. I think the common misconception about estate planning is they're only talking about your money and your other assets, but your health is directly related to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you do all this, I assume.
I do.
Mm-hmm. If the average person does not have a will, which the average person doesn't, and the average person has not set up the proper papers for incapacity, what would it cost, how long would it take, and how do you do it?
Well, it would depend somewhat on their specific needs. Different firms obviously do a different way. We have a flat fee schedule for all the different documents that we do. So, you know, we do a power of attorney for $95, a living will for $60.
That shocked me when I found out. In a great way, I might add.
Yeah, obviously, it's not only for the rich. Anyone exactly. could afford that.
Yeah, if everybody needs it, and it's not a lot of money, then ipso facto, everybody should do it, right? They don't.
You would hope so, and it's just one of those things I think a lot of people don't want to think about, you know, think about something bad happening to them or passing away. But, you know, it's a lot better to go ahead and do this planning on the front end because, like you said, if you don't have those documents, you'd be looking at going through the probate process and going through intestacy where the state of Florida basically makes your will for you and says who gets what. You'd be, if there's a period of incapacity, possibly looking at a guardianship proceeding, which is not only an expensive process and, you know, a time-consuming one, an unpleasant one of being stripped of your rights. So there are definitely things to avoid that you can plan around with proper estate planning.
Okay. Right now we have caller Jim is on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. What? I thought I had an answer to your trivia question, but since we're talking and listening to him, I have one question. How involved should we be with estate planning? That meaning, should we have a just a will, a guardianship document he was referring to? How involved should this be for someone of, say, average means and average assets? Should it be just three documents, 22 documents? Where do we stand with that?
Well, you know,
Does that make sense?
Sure. When we're meeting with clients, we try and make it as straightforward a process as we can. And it normally involves, you know, we want somebody to have a power of attorney to deal with any separate property they have, also to designate a healthcare surrogate to make healthcare decisions for them, to appoint a pre-need guardian. If a guardianship were completely unavoidable, have somebody in place to fill that role that they choose instead of having a court decide it. Have a living will to deal with the situation where, you know, somebody is incapacitated in a persistent vegetative state. No brain activity, no likelihood that they're going to recover, so that they've already expressed their wishes not to be artificially prolonged in that situation. All of that to deal with the healthcare side more than anything. And then, you know, look at a will, or if the assets are enough to justify it, a living trust as a way of dealing with assets, dealing with the costs and delays of the probate process. So there's, you know, four or five documents in there most of the time that somebody is looking at dealing with in an average estate, I'd say.
What would you think for total time and cost for, as Jim describes it, an average Joe or an average Jim?
we're able to do a fairly quick turnaround. You know, we could do all of the planning in a day if somebody wanted to. People sometimes like to take a look at the documents and comb through them and, you know, think about what they're going to do for a while, but it can be a very quick process to get it taken care of.
Okay. Total cost for just a basic package?
If somebody did our basic trust package, which included all those documents and a revocable trust, that'd be $695.
Okay. And that's for a single individual, not a couple?
That'd be for a couple, too, actually.
Oh, okay. Great.
$695 total to include the docs for both spouses.
Nice.
Wow. Not bad.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, no kidding. So, any other questions for Mitch, or you want to take a shot at the trivia?
Yeah, I'd like to take a shot at trivia. Okay.
All right.
You did say gasoline prices, correct?
I said gasoline, correct.
I think it's off just under 44% from the highs.
I didn't ask from the highs. I said year to date, from January to September.
Year to date.
Yeah. Yeah. Far different question.
Just under 12, about 11.5.
That's too low. I appreciate the guess, but it is a little too low, and we'll hope more and more call in or keep listening. I'll tell you at the end, and I promise you, you will be surprised. Thanks for the call.
Very good.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Good. And we know that it is not as far as minus 11, but we still have not ascertained what direction it goes either. So we know it's a number above that. What do you think about doing the basic package type things online, LegalZoom and places like that?
Well, you know, this is one thing that people look at a lot of times because it's probably going to be the lowest cost option for somebody. But the problem that we find is that, you know, there's sources like LegalZoom that might make these documents available, but it's not necessarily clear to somebody that's using those documents what their needs are. You know, somebody can do their own will or do their own trust or something like that, and sort of get themselves into trouble by, you know, using language that they don't fully understand or using a document that sounds like it's for what their situation is and is really designed for something else and, you know, isn't going to do the work that they want it to do. So I would always say to consult with an attorney that's familiar with this area and have them assess the situation, because they most of the time find something that, you know, the average person wouldn't know about or wouldn't think to look into.
I'm going to get in trouble for this one, I promise you, but what the heck? My brother once established a business with a partner using an online service like that, and when push came to shove and they decided to split up, there was a bad document in there, and it didn't go well. So when he, shall we say, got a little smarter and had some more business dealings to do, the attorney was there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that will replace a warm-blooded, fully qualified attorney, because you have to know all the right questions to ask. And I think I've seen that go wrong for a lot of people, where they didn't understand. They're more the detailed things that people don't understand either, and we'll talk about some of that. But I hear it a lot in the office from people that they are considering using one of the services, and I get to know enough about people's finances and such, and about how their basic intelligence and learning and all that. And some of them, I say, yeah, that's fine. Just make really sure that you comply with the laws of completing the thing in Florida, which requires, I believe, two witnesses.
Right. For any kind of a testamentary document, whether it's a will or trust or something like that, you'd need two witnesses and then a notary as well. They all have to be in the same room. They all have to be, you know, pretty much looking at each other and make sure that they actually see the person that's signing it sign the document. It's a trap that people can fall into by, you know, having witnesses that are in the other room, or, you know, everybody not being in the same room to see the signature, and then you're kind of up a creek if anything happens.
Who should keep a copy of that?
A copy of the originals?
Yeah, but once you've done one online and decide that's the way you're going to go, who should keep copies of it, and how do you know that they're going to be available in the right place to the right people?
Well, when we do documents, normally we recommend that the client keep them in a safe deposit box, and whoever's been appointed in the power of attorney or personal representative know where the document is. Maybe keep a copy at home for reference. But that way you know that the original's secure, you know that the people that need to get a hold of it can get a hold of it, but you don't have, you know, this original sitting in a box in your attic somewhere and nobody knows where it is, or it gets lost, or, you know, something like that.
Okay, well, after the break, which we're coming up on real fast here, I'm going to ask Adam if he's too young to worry about estate planning. He's smiling at me. I did give him a couple minutes notice this way. So after the break, we'll do that. We know that 11% down is too low. How much have gas prices gone up? Don't go away.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of exhausted refugees have reached their dream destinations of Germany and Austria. That's after they traveled by boat, bus, train, and foot to escape war and poverty. A chartered train with some 250 migrants on board arrived in Munich after traveling nonstop from Vienna. Both Germany and Austria have agreed to accommodate more of the migrants. A former Czech president has launched an against-immigration petition. It calls for mass immigration, mass immigration a fundamental threat for the stability of Europe and individual EU member states. Many of those governments are being heavily burdened by the influx of refugees, most of them from the Middle East. A California company is recalling its cucumbers after a salmonella outbreak that sickened 285 people in 27 states and killed a San Diego woman. On Wall Street, the Dow yesterday lost 272 points after a disappointing jobs report. This is SRN News.
Zaxby's is more than just a place to eat great wings, sandwiches, and salads. It's a place to have fun and spend time with friends and family. Stop by a Zaxby's location in Fernandina Beach, Orange Park, or Jacksonville at Regency, JTB and Phillips, San Jose Boulevard, and Oakleaf. Are you also hungry for a great place to work? Are you looking for great benefits, good pay, and opportunities for advancement? Zaxby's is looking for outgoing individuals to join a rapidly growing company with a friendly team and great work environment. If you're interested in earning good pay and looking for a place to start a great career, visit a Zaxby's location in Fernandina Beach, Orange Park, and Jacksonville at Regency, JTB and Phillips, San Jose Boulevard, and Oakleaf.
AM 600 and FM 100.3. Listen free on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, or BlackBerry. Get the AM 600 and FM 100.3 app at the App Store, the Android Google Play Store, and BlackBerry App World. Listen to all your favorite talk show hosts.
That's a great point.
Take the talk with you with your free AM 600 and FM 100.3 app. AM 600 and FM 100.3.
WBOB Traffic and Weather.
Morning, 10:33. I'm Tom Murphy. If you're traveling into downtown on 95 northbound, there's a crash just before you get to that Bay Meadows exit. Also, 10 eastbound, there's a wreck and police are on the scene along with fire rescue. It's at the Stockton exit. Through Labor Day, a mix of sun and clouds, a good chance of showers. Daytime 88, cloudy overnight, rain on and off, and a low 75. It's 84 now. You're at News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. This is Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
And Mitch is joining us for the whole show today. He is an estate planning attorney. We have been talking about estate planning things. Get your questions together and give us a call at 222-TALK. Before I take Camille, I just want to ask Adam one more market-based question. Up or down year-end from here?
Year-end? That is a good question. My crystal ball is broken this week, so I can't tell you for
Chicken.
Sure. But, gosh, the way it feels right now, it seems the logical thing to say would be down. But you have to remember that typically the end of the year is good for equities. So I think we're going to see a lot of volatility through September and October. And I think there's a strong possibility we could end the year on an uptrend. I don't know if it'll break that up number, but I bet it's somewhere in the vicinity.
Okay. My guess is up for the year, but not huge, but still up for the year.
So similar.
Which is a long ways from where we are right now.
It is.
As a lot of people know, such as Camille knows. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Wonderful. And what's up with you today?
Well, I came in a little late, and I was listening to what you were talking about in estate planning, and I guess you may have said this, but are we talking about something that's in addition to a will, or that's something that a will is part of? I mean, what kind of documents do you really need, I guess is what my question is.
Well, let the expert address that.
Well, a will really only deals with, you know, property when a person passes away. It's not intended to deal with any of the incapacity situations that we were talking about, and you know, on top of that, there's the aspect that a will has to go through the probate process and has to go through a formal probate process if a person has more than $75,000 in probate assets. so in doing estate planning, a will can be an important part of that, but we'd also want to look at doing a power of attorney and a living will to make sure there's somebody else that's authorized to deal with these things. And if somebody's interested in it, a living trust to deal with the probate issue. So these documents, including a will, all have their role, but they all have to work together to do what somebody's trying to do.
Yeah, one of my earlier points was I don't think that the average person considers the living will part of estate planning as estate planning. I think they take it as a healthcare thing. I know I always did. And when we started talking about it today, Mitch kind of opened my eyes a little bit to the fact that it is all one. And I know that when you go to a lawyer, they're going to suggest all these things. But I never really classified it as part of estate planning until today. So, that's
so can I ask
answer.
Another question?
Well, of course.
Who do you put in charge of these things? I mean, is this something that you leave the attorney in charge of if something happens to you? Or, like, we have two sons, two grown boys. Is there a way to put the two of them, give them shared responsibility? Or
sure, and that's, I guess, that's a pretty common way for people to do it, is to, you know, name one or both children as the person that's authorized under a power of attorney to do that. They can be co-personal representatives under a will. They can be co-trustees of a living trust, so that they're, you know, both in a position, if there's an accident, to step in and kind of captain the ship, make okay. medical decisions, safeguard the assets, and, you know, both also in a position to kind of, if there's the potential for some conflict, kind of each to monitor the other and make sure that everything is above board. And that's a pretty common way to do it. The only reason somebody would need a professional trustee like an attorney or a financial planner or some other kind of advisor would be if there was really, you know, nobody in the family around that they were comfortable doing that with a lot of times.
It seems, seems to me there's a potential conflict that you might resolve one of two ways. Co-trustees, if you sort of trust them equally and they get along well, but otherwise I would think it might be an easier way to get through this mess by appointing one and having the other one be a successor. But I'm sure it would vary family to family.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on the family situation a lot, like you said.
Yeah. So can I guess at the trivia?
Yes, under one condition. That I first tell you that I slipped up a little bit and said, how much has it gone up? So we've given away the direction. Gasoline prices are up year to date. What percentage?
Oh, yeah. From January, right?
Yeah, exactly. What percentage?
Okay. Somewhere around 10-11%.
That's a bit too high. That's more typical, but it's a bit too high. Nice try, though.
Okay.
Now, we have a bracket, folks. It's plus something, but it's less than plus 10.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Camille.
Bye.
See you later. Oops.
We lost a caller.
Yeah, we had Pat.
Call back in, Pat.
Yeah, call back in. We know who you are. Yeah, give us a call. And now that you have a bracket, you can maybe even win something. Anyway, that was a good call and a good point. And I think you, instead of doing what we said earlier, where you just sit down with the lawyer and take all day and just bang, 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 knock it all out, you really need to do some thinking about your family, the relationships they have with you, the relationships they have with each other, who is more trustworthy in terms of finance, who knows the most, and don't be afraid to change it over time. The lawyer, I know, can write exactly what you're thinking, and it's not a problem, but make sure, you know, I think Mitch will agree with this. The lawyer's not going to tell you which way to do it.
Sure.
He's going to ask you which way to do it and then tell you how, right?
Yeah, we know what's common a lot of times, what people do, but, you know, everybody has their own family situation. Everybody has the specific quirks of their family life, and you want to try and put a plan in place that addresses those.
Now, one of the things we mentioned earlier, oh, we have Pat back. Hang on. Hey, Pat.
Hi there. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. What's up?
Well, I wanted to guess at 7%.
No, oh, you narrowed the bracket, but it's higher than that.
Higher than 7.
Higher than 7 okay, and less than 10, so keep guessing, people.
Holy cow. Well, I've kind of given away the answer then, haven't I?
Oh, you...
Within a couple percentage, yeah. You,
I'll talk with you later. Your math skills need a little brushing up. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Anyway, it's funny. Yeah, we've known them a long time. Nice folks. One of the things about the safe deposit box Mitch was talking about earlier, as your financial planner, either now or in the future, hopefully, one of the first things I tell people is to draft a document to keep in your home that tells people where things are, including the key to the safe deposit box. Because one thing that can happen to you is if your parent dies and you get down there and somebody finds out about it fast enough, they can seal that safe deposit box unless you have the right documents. So if you can get in there, open the letter, and in that letter you might have a key to the safe deposit box, and you run down there before anybody else and get everything out of it and hopefully set yourself up to do that legally. But my point being that you should have a letter or a document of some sort in a place where everybody knows you keep it, only to be opened when necessary.
And please keep it somewhere a little bit secure. Don't put it next to your passwords on the post-it note taped under your computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that. That's absolutely true. All right, Adam, are you too young to do estate planning?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it's been on my list of things to do for a while now. I do have a will, but I haven't gone through and updated it recently. So I really need to sit down and do that, both my wife and I. And it's of the utmost importance. And we have neglected our duties, especially as parents.
Hey, what percentage of lawyers die intestate, meaning having no will? Somewhere around 60%, as I recall.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. You know, the cobbler's kids have no shoes type of thing. But Adam has a couple of young kids, and it is very important that you understand that if the two of you had a car accident or something like that and were no longer around, those kids, in the absence of a will, would be directed by some person in a robe down in Tallahassee or whatever to do things that maybe you don't want done. And there might be some hassles about it. So we'll get into a little bit of that after the break, too. We do know now that gasoline is up between 7 and 10% on the year. I want the exact number. That'll be for a $25 gift certificate to Publix from First Coast Alarm Company. And we're going to have to take another break, and then I'm going to try to pound some real quick questions through Mitch because there's so much more to say. I really appreciate everybody asking these questions because it makes life easier, and I'm learning myself, and hope you are. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're 2 payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands. and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. This is Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
And Mitch is here for our final segment. We've been having a really good time learning a bit about estate planning. I always think I know quite a bit about everything until I start asking questions, and I find out it's just not necessarily like that. Mitch, you probably enjoy making money and getting new clients, don't you?
It's a bonus.
Well, perhaps you should give out your phone number.
Well, people can reach me anytime at 863-259-0226. They can check out our website, attypip.com, attorneypip.com, and reach me, Mitch, at attypip.com.
All right, good. This segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. You live in Florida, things grow like crazy down here. Call Troy at 662-9794. We have also bracketed a pretty easy answer for our trivia question, which is brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. How much is gasoline up on the year? It's between 7% and 9%, or 7% and 10% between. So call us, and you never know. You just might win. Back to Mitch. One of the things I'm constantly asked in the office, does using a trust eliminate the Save Our Homes provision for your homestead? That's the one, folks, where people are limited to a 3% increase in their property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. And that might be one of the dangers you'd run into using one of the, you know, online documents or something like that, because a trust can be set up to maintain a homestead exemption for somebody putting their homestead into a trust. But it has to have specific language in the trust and in the deed to preserve an interest that maintains the homestead exemption. So that's something that someone could run into a problem with if it's not designed correctly. But it is possible to have a homestead in a trust and maintain the exemption.
Boy, and I thought that might be a yes or no question. I guess I was wrong. We have Larry. Good morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Real fine. You want to take a shot at it?
I've got a low-end guess of 8, crazy 8.
It's a little higher than that.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that. I kind of slipped up asking the question, so it's a little on me. But it's between 7 and 9, so if somebody wants to call in. Excuse me, it's between 8 and 10.
7 and 9.
Yeah, between 8 and 10, I'm sorry. See, that's what I did last time. Bad
okay.
me.
I give somebody else a shot at it.
I'll have to go home. And,
odds. What the heck, you know?
Yeah, I'll have to go home and have some more coffee.
Hey, I'm going to have some right now. I appreciate it.
Thanks for
have
the call,
one, Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do that well. But anybody who's listening might know the answer.
Not much time left.
Not much time. All right, that Save Our Homes thing comes up very frequently, and that's as good a reason as I know that if you're going to think about something like that, like a living trust, then getting a lawyer is a real good idea. So if you don't mind, we see these bad chicken dinner seminars, as a friend of mine calls them, where it's all about living trust, the full page ads, and they're free, and this, that, and the other thing, and they make a lot of promises about things. And I know from people who've been to these things that the primary thing that they're doing there is they're fishing for your assets to see how much money you've got, to see if they can sell you a big old annuity. And that kind of leaves me a little bit on the cold side. But there's nothing wrong with doing seminars if you're not trying to sell something. I just wish if you're trying to sell something, you'd say so. But what is a living trust? Who needs it? Why would we want it? And is it expensive, is my next series of questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, a living trust is basically you're creating a legal entity to hold your assets, essentially. And it's drafted in such a way that you can add assets later on. You can take assets out. It's not an irrevocable trust where you're, you know, getting rid of all of your assets. But you're basically creating it as an estate planning vehicle to transfer your assets to people when you pass away so that they don't have to go through the probate process.
One of the things I asked Mitch earlier was, who has to go to probate?
Any will has to go through probate because probate's the process of proving the will and making sure that it's valid. If there are less than $75,000 in assets that need to be administered, you can use what's called a summary administration, where if all of the assets are known, they can go through the process without appointing a personal representative and opening a formal probate. Above $75,000, there's no choice but to open a formal administration. For that, you have to appoint a personal representative, hire an attorney to represent them, and that can cost between 3% and 10% of the assets that are going through probate, and take between 6 and 12 months.
Wow. And it makes it more public.
Right, because the will becomes part of the public record. So if there's any information in there about family members or special needs, that's part of the public record. A trust stays entirely private because it never has to be filed with the state.
So is it a trust or a will, one or the other?
Normally we would do both. It'd be set up where the provisions that say what goes to who is in the trust. But normally we do what's called a pour-over will. That's kind of a safety net for the trust. If there are any assets that aren't in trust or, you know, they come into the estate after the fact, the pour-over will is there to catch those assets, leave them to the trust so that they can be distributed the way the trust says they should be.
Okay. Right now, George in St. Augustine. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I'd like to guess on 9% on the
Well, let's see. It's somewhere. I wanted it rounded to the nearest whole number between 8 and 10. So I think you've nailed it.
Good job, George.
Now, what makes this kind of interesting is, first off, a lot of people don't realize that gasoline has gone up this year because lately it's all been coming down. But the trend every year is to hit the low point right about January 1st and then hit the high point right around September 1st, and then it starts fading off again. This year did the trend very similarly to a lot of years, but it didn't do it nearly as much as most years.
Well, and it started tapering off around July 4th,
right,
which is very early.
Which is very strange. When the peak driving season came, then the amount of gasoline prices usually goes up. It went down, and the reason for that was the free fall in energy prices created by the current oil glut, which we don't think is over yet. So look for a real fun January price this year, and it'll probably go up after that, but take it while we can get it, right? I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information for mailing, and we'll send it out to you. Thanks for calling.
I had a question about the amount of assets you need to need a trust.
Mitch?
Well, the cutoff that we look at is normally that 75,000 figure. It may be that less is needed if there's a particular special need, because, you know, it's not uncommon for families to have a child or a beneficiary that has a special need where receiving a large amount of assets, even if it's less than 75,000, would, you know, compromise their ability to receive public benefits if they're in a nursing home or something like that. So the assets are a part of it, and the 75,000 is the figure we usually look at, but it's a little bit broader consideration than just the assets.
Yes, okay.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and we'll put you on hold and get your information, and we'll take care of it. Thanks for calling. Another trigger that I always use for looking at the living trust is if you own property in more than one state.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed with that?
It could be helpful there, because then you'd have the trustee that'd be able to administer it all from one place instead of having to, you know, go to each state, open a probate process to transfer it to somebody else.
That sounds expensive.
And like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. Yeah, all this stuff happens, if you're talking about probate, at probably the worst time in your life because you just lost somebody. And if you guys want to be really nice to your kids, I'll tell you this from personal experience. We set Sarah's mom up with a living trust, and she did have property here and there, whatever. And when she passed away many years ago, I called the attorney who set it up and asked him what to do. And I wasn't in this business very long at that point. And when he told me how easy it was, I said, well, thank you for back in the 90s suggesting that we do this, because it's really made life a lot easier for us at a time where we didn't need any more complexity. All right, well, I can't believe it, but the show's getting about over. Special thanks to Mitch Davis again for giving us this hour today. You want to give them your phone number again quickly?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. That number again is 863-259-0226. And you can listen to my senior partner every week, Joe Pippin, at 8 a.m. on this station.
Adam, get a hold of us how real quickly?
You can reach us, look for us online at www.vanweefinancial.com or call the office at 904-685-1505.
Have a wonderful Labor Day. We appreciate you listening and everybody who called in. Be safe out there. See you next week.